You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
You're listening to the new home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN 100.3 New Orleans.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
Hola, amigos. We are live at Tracy's, 3rd and Magazine, literally on the corner, right? In front of the bus stop, the flags in front of us, hanging from the balcony, Jordan the intern, slightly waving, a beautiful fall day here in Uptown New Orleans. Come on by, have a little lunch with us. We have a spare headset or two. We'd love to get your takes and comments as the NBA season tips off tonight. And of course, for your home for Pelicans basketball, so you can catch that game right here at 7 o'clock. But Pelicans walkthrough will start at 6. I got you from 6 to 6:30. We'll be doing it live from the Smoothie King Center. I know they play in Toronto. I'm just saying that's where I'll be doing it from there. 6:30, Daniel Salerson will take over with Pelicans warm-up. And, of course, Todd Graffanini and Daniel will have the call as they will take on the Toronto Raptors. It is ring night, ring ceremony for sure, as they will be able to see their rings and enjoy that here for the start of the season. And obviously a ton of questions and a ton of attention is going to be paid to the fact that the Pels will not have Zion Williamson for the first 6 to 8 weeks, having that knee procedure done yesterday to repair, or a debridement is what it was called, on that meniscus on the right knee. So with that said, I want to hear from you Pels fans. 800-998-1003. What do you think about this season? How do you feel about this season? Despite, obviously, this. Does it put a damper on it? Does it make you think less wins? Are we going 35, 38? Do you think they can get to 40? Do you think it's 30 wins or not? How competitive can they be? Let's have some fun with it. I'd like to honestly think what you think is also a sense of what is realistic expectations for success. What do you think is a successful Pelicans season this year? Because for me, I think a successful Pelicans season is, to me, the fact that you will be maybe in and around competing for a playoff spot towards the end of the year, if that makes any sense. And on the last couple of weeks of the season, if you can sort of get in there and make it competitive, I think it'll be a successful season to me. I think, obviously, the team has some talent, and they can maybe get a playoff spot. But is it realistic? I think realistically, give me 5 games out of 8th spot with about a month to play, I think that'd be a heck of a season, honestly. If you look at it that way, 800-998-1003. If you'd like to chime in and give us a conversation on what you think this team could sort of be. Also, the World Series starts today, and that'll be interesting because I don't think a lot of people thought that you would have the Nationals, which won the National League pennant, and also you have on the American League side, you know, the Houston Astros beating the Yankees going in there. I think you kind of thought that they could maybe take for a shot as well. And, hey, you know, let's see what happens as Game 1 starts tonight more than anything else. 800-998-1003 to chime into the conversation and give us a take on a couple of those things here as well. Of course, we'll hear from some head coaches. Bottom of this hour, Billy Napier from the Cajuns. We'll hear from him. At 1:15, Coach Tim Rebo will join us, and we'll hear what's going on with the Colonels. And then also at the bottom of next hour, my conversation with head coach Willie Fritz as well. Ben, thanks for giving us a call here on the Sports Hangover, man. What you got for us today?
Well, the Zion thing definitely is a gut punch, but the larger looming concerns are, number one, is he a Greg Oden, where he's shiny and, you know, nice and beautiful on the outside, right. Then you peel back the layers and it's old and busted on the inside. The other thing is, he is the third heaviest player in the NBA, and he's only a rookie, so, you know, typically players don't get skinnier and lose weight throughout their careers, they only get heavier, so is the jumping and the explosive impact going to wear on him to where this is going to be a habitual problem? So, you know, I am excited about the season. I think 6-8 in the playoffs is where we land. You know, that's not a sure thing, of course. And but the Zion thing is kind of alarming to see. But, you know, it's too early to tell. Time will tell, you know. But it's these nagging injuries, of course, you want to protect your prize pick. But now you're going right into the season. And right. Did this happen in practice, or was this a looming thing that they just overlooked? I mean, how did this happen, and how did we get here? And I'll just hang up and let's hear what you guys think. Do you think he's a Greg Oden, or do you just think that this is a freak thing? Thanks.
Honestly, I think it's a freak thing. I mean, from what I was told, again, it could have happened at practice. Coach Gentry, here's the problem, and Ben, it's something that I sort of wish the team would tell us how it happened, how they think it might have happened. Was it at practice? Did, you know, a basketball kind of hit him in the head or so? I mean, on the knee. I mean, how did he go about doing it? Because what I've seen in the last 48 hours is what you've said. And again, you don't have anything to sort of say not that it happened or it didn't happen, right? And what I mean by that is this. The first thing that pops in a lot of people's minds is his size, right? I mean, I saw it on PTI, First Take, you name it. Well, he's too big. He's got to drop down. How do we know that a meniscus injury occurred because he was heavy? Because he looked pretty good in the first four preseason games, right? I mean, getting up quickly, finishing plays, dunking, running, doing all those different things. Was it a basketball play? Was it diving on the floor? Did he hit the ground hard with his knee? Was it a freak thing of that nature? I mean, I just kind of wish I knew what sort of happened that way. My understanding and gathering and just talking to different people, it's more of a freak thing that happened rather than what you're hearing right now from a lot of different people. And Ben, I'm not saying you're wrong because you don't know, but everyone's assuming it's because he's too big and he somehow hurt his meniscus because he's big. I don't buy that. Now, as far as how he can help heal and can he come back, will it be the same player? I got to imagine it is nerving, right? I mean, anytime you're getting any kind of procedure to your knee, anytime you're having to then work it out for 6 to 8 weeks in rehab and hope that all happens, I can understand there's concern. I guess maybe I'm just being hopeful. I don't know. But I look at it like this. The guy is genetically gifted already. Right? He's a freak. He's different than most people already. People his size normally don't run like that. People his size don't explode off the ground that way. So my guess is maybe he can heal better than most people. I'm just going by genetics, right? I mean, if you're sort of given genetically certain gifts already, maybe it doesn't affect you nearly as that much. The Greg Oden thing, man, I heard that at the gym. You know, as well, too. People are a little scared about that. They're worried about that. At the same time, I'm also, you know, look, Russell Westbrook, I think, had a meniscus issue like that. And he came back and he can still be explosive and do that. So, look, the fact that he's just 19, that you do have the best trainer in the league, you just hope that all of that is going to get into it. But, look, it is. It's a gut punch. It's a sucker punch. And, quite honestly, you just have to sit here and wait and see how it happens. Right, Ben? .800-998-1003 if you'd like to chime into the conversation. Let's chat with the man of the hour here. Jeff. Oh, you mean who? That's incredible. Jeff over here from Tracy's. Thanks for having us here, man, on the first of many Tuesdays. How are you?
I'm good, and you?
I'm doing fantastic. For some reason, Jordan, did you not plug in his headset?
Am I not on?
That's awesome. There we go. There we go.
Is this one on?
There, yes. Imagine that.
Hello?
Jordan's headset works.
Yeah.
Your headset doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine how that happened.
Thanks, Jordan.
Yeah, exactly.
What's happening?
Doing fine, man. This is easily one of those nice, beautiful October days, isn't it?
Oh, man. Couldn't come fast enough.
Let me ask you this, because you have a different perspective and a unique perspective here as well, in that it's almost a multi-front way on how to look at this, right? You're a fan, obviously, of the Pels. You're a fan of hoops and, and sports, local team. You're also a business owner as well. When you hear the news that Zion has that, right? It's a gut punch.
6 to 8 weeks, was it?
Right.
Golly.
Yeah, 6 to 8 weeks. Now, that said, though, did you watch? Have you watched any of the preseason games?
I actually have not, sorry to say. I've just been so busy with everything going on.
No, and I hear you. And I understand that. Look, you got Saints. You got college football is going bananas
LSU,
right now.
Tulane's
had a
great.
Successful year. Absolutely. And LSU doing what they did. So I understand it, right?
No,
let's be honest.
I got to listen a little bit.
It's preseason,
grab,
so, yeah. So you get it. And listening doesn't do it justice as opposed to watching, which, by the way, I definitely want to bring out the Pelicans app. Go download it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just type in New Orleans Pelicans, Pelicans. It'll pop up. You'll see the logo. Download it. The second it opens, at the very top, there's a box that says watch. There's a box that says listen. Tap listen. It takes you straight to the link on our broadcast, and you will hear Todd Graffanini. And you can sync it. It's going to be slightly delayed in the TV because it's through the app.
Sure.
It's real easy.
3 second delay.
If you have the DVR, pause it for like 1/1002, and then you'll hear. I'm telling you, it's the easiest thing to do. It's the easiest thing to do. The first dead ball, you'll hear Todd still calling the game. Pause it on the dead ball on the TV. Give it about 2 seconds, and then when you hear, and it goes out of bounds, it'll be Pelicans basketball. Unpause it, and it'll be synced up. It's the easiest thing to do, and I just promise you, because you're going to hear a better call. You know,
absolutely.
You're going to get the info, and you're
going
to love Todd. So, look, if you know, advertise with us and you're part of the Pelicans radio network, you can hear your spots that way. But more importantly, you can hear Todd make those calls that way. So it's the Pelicans app. It's absolutely free. And the reason why I bring that up, because a lot of times, Jeff, you know, I'm either bathing Carver, getting dinner ready, or he's watching
Mr.
Disney
Mom.
Junior. So I don't have access to that. But you know what I can do with my phone? Take it everywhere and anywhere with me. If I'm walking the dog, I'm bathing the kid, I can pull it up, put it on speaker, boom, there it is. I can listen to the game. So download the Pelicans app. That's the way the NBA sort of works. I would say use ours, but it's rights. But it's the broadcast that you will hear on 100.3. So get the Pels app. It's free inside of a 75-mile radius from the Smoothie King Center. So 75 miles out from the Smoothie King Center, you don't have to be a part of the NBA access or anything like that. So obviously here in the New Orleans metro area, you're good. Just draw a circle from the Smoothie King Center 75 miles out. By the way, the bridge, right? The causeway is what? 24. So do the math. You should be able to catch it. You can walk the dog, bathe the kid, do whatever you want. Keep that phone with you, and you can listen to the game that way and still enjoy it. But how excited are you, obviously, about this? I think there's a lot of talent on this team. And I'm not just trying to blow smoke and trying to get people, you know, excited about something that there isn't. When Anthony Davis went out during a game and took a breather, Jeff, the Pels lost scoring. The Pels lost the lead if they had it. The Pels fell further
now you have
back.
It all around with Drew.
And that's what I'm getting at. That I think, okay, so Zion goes out. Yes, you do lose a dynamic player stuff, but most of his points, why I asked you if you'd watch the preseason, most of his points at work were done in the paint. Brandon Ingram was the guy that was kind of attacking and slashing. J.J. Redick's your three-point shooter. Drew Holiday's your overall scorer.
Mm-hmm.
Lonzo Ball's your ball handler, right? You're hoping that Derek Favors and some of the other bigs like Jackson Hayes, Kenrick Williams, they're rebounders, they're shot blockers. So by no means am I saying you're not missing anything. You are. He accentuates all those different things.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not counting on Zion to knock down threes.
No.
You're not counting on Zion to completely take over in the game and score the points. He was, and he led the team in scoring in preseason. But I go back to the home preseason game, Jordan, and you can give me your take on this because I think this is the interesting aspect of it, right? Do you remember they're playing the Jazz in the home preseason game, and ESPN at night, Jeff, on SportsCenter, you know, here's Zion, and it was great. It was 10 highlights. Pels won. Mm-hmm. Came back to win. It was 10 highlights. Every highlight was Zion. If you didn't watch the game like you, you'd have thought, hey, Zion led the way and did it. Jordan, how did the Pels win that game?
Nikhil Alexander Walker right. And Frank Jackson.
Yeah, I mean, the Pels came back because of other players. And it was just funny. 10 highlights ESPN ran.
I don't think but they look, showed a single
fantastic.
Nikhil Alexander Walker.
I love it, right? It builds the brand. And I love it. That's great. They're getting the attention. But I'm just telling you, it was so inaccurate as to what happened in the game. It was incredible. Because that's not why they won the game. Like, he helped, yes. But man, that guy can really play. So I think there's enough talent that they're going to be competitive. Now, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see tonight with Toronto, Friday the home opener against Dallas. We'll see how it goes. But I think you're going to have people in here watching games and still be excited.
No, I think a lot of people are excited about the Pels this year for sure. Just all the hype behind it, you know. Should be a solid team. Let's hopefully get a little playoff contention.
How exciting are you about what LSU is doing right now?
Tigers, looking good.
Because, look, I know I've been here before on Saturdays.
Weeks.
We used to do the Tulane pregame and postgame show live here. And you have all the different packages, 20 TVs here at Tracy's, aside from the delicious food. So people come here and just watch games all day, and you have all the different packages. And you're starting to get kind of some of the rivalry games, some of the bigger games, as we're now into mid-October. And all LSU-Auburn being another one here at 2:30. I can expect as you're literally underneath the LSU flag here on Magazine Street. And wearing the purple and gold shirt
here.
It's
going to be exciting.
It's
going to
be a good one. Plus, you have Tulane Army at 2:30.
Yep.
I mean, Army, Navy. Tulane Navy. So that'll be on one of the TVs here as well. So, and that's what I love about here is I like to come here. And if the weather's like this, the doors
gorgeous.
Are open, it's perfect. You just kind of sit yourself strategically in the middle.
Watch the people. Watch the games.
Yeah. It is fun, man. So what are we eating today?
Soft shell crab.
Soft shell crab. Are you a fan of soft shell crab?
I am.
Okay, that's a delicacy, isn't it?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Just came in this morning.
Is it different? Is it different on like when I say cook it? Right. I mean, it's a delicate shell because obviously you eat it all.
Right.
So do you batter it differently than you would anything else?
No,
we
do a straight up batter like we normally do with the oysters and the shrimp and the fish. But no, they literally just came in Higgins Seafood out in Lafitte. Nice little lady, Miss Tiffany. She brings them in every Tuesday and Friday, and they are scrumptious.
Well, you know, I say it, and I mention it in our spot that runs here on their station, Jeff. I've literally gotten shrimp, or, well, you did.
Yeah.
And as you
will
you never
like
let
that,
me
huh?
go, and never let me live that down, that you cut up your fingers with raw, fresh shrimp that just came in that massive ice chest. Dude, I had bags of shrimp, and I ate shrimp for days, man. It was good.
Fried shrimp, grilled shrimp.
Yep. It was good. They were huge, too, by the way.
Nice.
So shrimp season was pretty good. So
No, it's been – they've been running – well, now they did start to slow down a little bit with all that Bonacari spillway stuff.
Right, exactly.
Even the oysters are running kind of bad right now. But, no, it's all good stuff.
Well, cool. Well, thanks for having us here, man.
Looking
forward to it. I like the setup right here, literally right by the bus
stop. Let's do it every Tuesday.
Right on Third Magazine. Right now, the weather is beautiful, so
yes.
We're good.
Yeah.
Thanks, man. Appreciate
it. Thank you.
Yep, 800-998-1003 if you'd like to chime into the conversation. It's Gus Kattengell, and it is the Sports Hangover. Don't forget, Hour 1 is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. You've been injured in an accident. Ring the King, 504-909-KING. When we come back, we'll take your phone calls. We'll take your tweets as well. Jordan's put the question out there. It's real simple. Pels fans, give us your realistic expectations for the Pelicans this season. It can be a win total. It can be like I have. My realistic expectations, I'd like to see them 5 games or less away from the 8th spot with about a month to go. I think that'd be fun. That would make the last month worthwhile and make those home games exciting. Towards the end, right? And it gives the young kids a chance to kind of experience playoff basketball sort of like, because you're going to have to win all those games. So you're going to have to kind of have a higher sense of urgency. So I think that's always a good thing. It's the Sports Hangover. We're live at Tracy's 3rd and Magazine Street on ESPN New Orleans.
Hi, I'm Jason Giles with the King Firm.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
Ooh, it's scary pricing time at Barker Mitsubishi, and we're leaving the candy on the front porch. This means you can get a frightful good deal on every new Mitsubishi in stock. How about drive home in the new 19 Mitsubishi Outlander Sport and pay just $249 a month? That's right. That's $249 a month to own a new Outlander Sport. Or how about a new 2019 Outlander with Apple CarPay, leather seats, and seating for seven that you can buy for only $289 a month? Plus, these new Mitsubishis come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. So come to Barker Mitsubishi during that scary pricing time, because all we have is streets. Get into a new Outlander Sport for just $249 or a new Outlander for just $289. Now, those are some priceful deals at Barker Mitsubishi. Barker Mitsubishi in Homer, or shop online at BarkerMitsubishi.com. Come see me, people, and remember that strength and laughter. Wait, did you hear that? Who's there?
I will take it from here, James. Stock number 19-DO39. Stock number 19-DO36. 1,500 cash down. 84 months at 4.9% APR. Exclusive D&L with approved credit. Warranty exclusive evolution and IMIUV. The deal of the details offer ends 10-31-19.
Keep your business on the cutting edge with electrical supplies from Bayou Black Electric Supply in Houma. Bayou Black Electric Supplies has marine, oil field, and industrial electrical supplies. They have products ranging from marine, cable, lightning, and lots more, including Eaton Electrical. Many items for any project or repair. Count on superior service and lightning-fast delivery. Bayou Black Electric Supply is your local electric connection, a division of Fleet Supply Warehouse, located on Highway 311 in Houma.
Come to Tracy's Original Irish Channel Bar on 3rd and Magazine Street. When you do, try the best roast beef whole boy in town. Tracy's only serves Louisiana seafood. Trust me, I know. I've gotten my share of fresh, off-the-boat shrimp from Jeff's cooler in the kitchen myself. You'll find something you'll love and enjoy on the menu. From wings to salads to whole boys, you'll be watching sports all day on the 20 TVs that make it the best sports bar in town. UFC fights, NFL, MLB, NHL package, all the college networks, they got it. Tracy's, 3rd and Magazine Street in the Irish Channel.
When you're sick, you want to be close to home. World-class medicine doesn't require a trip to the city because the best care is close to home at Thibodeau Regional. We're continually adding new services, and our team of physicians has grown to more than 250.
That's a lot of doctors.
More doctors, more services, treating more conditions.
And keeping more families healthy.
World-class medicine, right here, close to home at Thibodeau Regional.
Isn't it time to get your vehicle serviced, or maybe you need new tires? TJ Shell Station, doing business as Carroll Shell in the heart of Lockport, is the place to go. Carroll was in business for 26 years, and TJ Shell Station took over in 2014, which is 5 great years they've been in business so far. TJ Shell Station would like to thank their customers. So for fuel, tires, propane, alignments, brakes, oil changes, and more, it's TJ Shell Station in Lockport.
Accidents and injuries can put your life on the sideline.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injuries.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the king at 909-KING.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
You know, I always say this, and I sincerely mean it, that every single time we're on a remote, I have a spare headset here. You can absolutely chime in and be a part of the conversation, Jordan. I share, unlike you. You're not a big sharer.
Debatable. You don't share with me a lot.
Well, you know, you're Jordan, and... Actually, I really don't have anything to ever really share for you. I kind of bring it just for myself. But anyway, we're live at Tracy's 3rd and Magazine Street, and Rob Finassi literally was driving by, pulled over to the side, and says, hey, I'm listening to y'all right now. And Rob, hi.
How you doing?
What's going on?
Not much.
Just small world, isn't it?
It really is.
I had no idea, A, that you were listening. That's great. Appreciate that. Seriously, it makes me feel good. And then, B, you're Southern Miss Golden Eagle.
That's right. Southern Miss to the top.
Nice. You like that, Jordan? Pair of eagles right here next to you, my friend. How are you? Yeah. Jordan's trying to find a home. He started at LSU. Now, what are you now?
I'm a Lion.
You're a Lion. He's still in the cat family. Yeah. You know, he did go Tiger to Lion, so he's still in the big cat family.
I mean, cats like to eat birds, so.
You got to catch us. We fly.
Yeah, we run really fast.
Us Golden Eagles have to stick together. They're few and far between here in NOLA.
Exactly right, man. Yeah. Look, quickly, man, since I know you have the car.
Right.
Here.
It's literally running.
Jordan, if it starts to move, go jump on it and keep it. I mean, we are, you know, uptown. So here's the thing. Look, the Pels, we were just kind of chatting on it a little bit about it here. It is a downer, right? Look, there's a reason the Pels are 30 games this year on national television.
Absolutely.
And the first 2 weeks – pretty much every game is on national television. Right. It's on TNT tonight, and it has to do with Zion. I still think, though, they got a lot of talent here. Just your overall takes from what you've seen so far in preseason.
I've been really excited with what I've seen. Obviously very hopeful for the season. Disappointed, just like I'm sure everybody else is, to hear about Zion. But I'm excited. I think that they've done tremendous things, both with the, you know, behind-the-scenes team and the team itself. I think the medical staff is supposedly top-notch.
Right.
And so we'll see. I guess time will tell.
I guess, you know, and that's interesting because you do bring that up, and I think it's something of note and of importance that if this was the recommendation and they said go ahead and do this, and obviously the team invested in millions in the facility where the trading room area is, and they went out and hired who they believe is the best in the NBA. Well, maybe for this reason, right, to make sure it happens. Let me ask you, Rob, your realistic expectations this year for the Pels. Is it a win total or is it just –
honestly,
level of competitiveness?
Going into the season, I think, and maybe just because of what I heard on the radio and what the talking heads would typically say,
yep,
I felt like we have a shot to make the playoffs. Now, we were talking about that this morning, and obviously there's a little bit of wind out of our sails with Zion, but hey, look, it's a team sport, just like football, just like what you're seeing going on with the Saints and losing Breeze. So, you know, we'll see how the rest of the team plays and how it all plays out, and hopefully Zion can come back healthy and help us finish strong.
You know, it's interesting. Mike Greenberg this morning on Get Up. I almost feel like you have to say it that way. I mean, when it's written that way. He had this to say about the East and the West.
I want to talk about the 16 teams that will have a chance to win the championship once the regular season is over. Close to half of them will not deserve that chance, and I'm here to propose we do something about it. Here's the deal. The East is a joke. Let me count the ways. Six of the top seven players in ESPN rankings play in the West. Four of the five all-NBA first-teamers play in the West. The West has won the head-to-head regular season 10 straight years and 19 of the last 20. And since last year, they poached away Kawhi Leonard and added the top two picks in the draft. That came a year after they poached away LeBron. And did you know that aside from Giannis and LeBron, the last Eastern Conference player to make All-NBA first team was Joakim Noah? The last Eastern guard to make first team All-NBA was Derrick Rose. How long ago does that seem? The final playoff team in the East last year was 500. The eighth seed in the West was 14 games over. If this was a fight, they would stop it, and they should now. Why does a West team have to play an East team in the final? It's not like that in baseball or in football. It's based on long-standing travel concerns that aren't nearly what they used to be in this age of team planes and load management. So I say we do away with it all. Let the top 16 make the playoffs, seed them top to bottom, and let the true best teams emerge in the end.
So here's my question to you, Rob, as a fan. Do you think the West being that competitive, I think, is a good thing because everyone's going to beat up on one another. I don't think you're going to see anybody run away. I think it's going to be incapable of seeing, like what we've seen in the past with the Warriors, where they're, you know, 15 games. I just don't see that. I think you're going to see what you saw the last time the Pels are in the postseason, where, you know, third, fourth spot separates from the eighth spot by a game and a half. I honestly believe that if they're that loaded and stacked, you're just not going to have 10-game winning streaks. I don't believe it.
No, I totally agree. I agree.
I mean, we'll see.
Yeah.
But I have a hard time believing that anybody's going to run away with anybody.
No, you know? I totally agree with that. But I guess you just have to wait and see.
Maybe I'm trying to find some silver lining. But I don't know. And then you can look at the other side of it, that they're so competitive that you better be good, if not, you know.
Well, it's almost like the NFC in football. You
yeah,
know?
I feel the same way. Yeah. Speaking of your Saints, any feelings on the Hoodats?
You know, I think I'm probably just going to echo what everybody else is thinking. Just wow.
Uh-huh.
I'm so elated to watch this team play and the way their defense has played. Really, just everybody on the team stepping up and rallying around the loss of Drew Brees. I said when Drew went down in the Los Angeles Rams game that it was like watching a wreck in slow motion. And never would I have imagined that 6-7 weeks later we would be sitting here having this conversation.
Right.
They played incredible.
You asked me during the break, do I think Drew Brees is going to play? I'm like, look, I have him go through the entire week of practice, see what it's going to be like, and then, you know, we'll see you against Atlanta. Same with Alvin Kamara. If Jared Cook's got an ailment, do that as well. I just think especially where that division is, because it's crazy. You don't have that much of a lead on Carolina.
Right.
So I need them as healthy as they can be for as long as they can be.
Absolutely. I'm really looking forward to the rest of the season. I've got that San Francisco game penciled in. I'm
would have thought that game would have been, right? I mean, seriously.
Absolutely. No absolutely.
Doubt. Rob, thanks for stopping by, man.
Awesome.
Finassi. All right, go
That's
Eagles.
It. Go Eagles. Southern Miss
nice,
to the
man.
Top.
Thanks for listening. Seriously, I appreciate that.
All the time, every
All
day.
Right, man. For thanks. Sure, man. Thank you. 800-998-1003. We'll take a quick break as head coach Billy Napier scheduled to join us here in a little bit. We'll talk a little Cajuns, of course, 1:15. It's Tim Rebo. And then, of course, at 1:30, my conversation with Coach Willie Fritz will play what he has to say about a game that's going to be real interesting for the Green Wave on Saturday. Also 2:30 kick as they will take on Navy over in Annapolis. We're live at Tracy's 3rd and Magazine Street. Jordan's enjoying himself, aren't you, Jordan?
I am a little worried, though, because if you remember the last time we were here, Drew Brees did go down with the injury.
Why would you remotely bring that back? I literally set you up to describe how beautiful.
But it's beautiful.
Scenery,
it's beautiful out here. I'm just
New
very
Orleans
nervous
is.
Being next to you because I know
wink.
How cursed
and
you are.
And the first thing that you bring up is injury.
No, it's a little bit too beautiful out here. That's why I'm a little worrisome. I'll know if, you know, there's going to be bad luck spewing because you're right next to me.
Maybe Joey can sort of feel the way we did. Can you open the window in the studio, Joey, and kind of get that nice autumn kind of breeze? It's with the breath.
I mean, I could finally breathe again through my nostrils.
Well, truck standing to my left, I'll ask him if you want a chunk of breath through the window. Hour one is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King, 504-909-KING. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
It's Gary Price and Tom at Barker Kia, and we're leaving the candy on the front porch. This means you can get a Franco good deal on every new Kia in stock. Drive home and eat a new 2019 Kia Sportage LX or a new 2019 Sorento EX V6 and take $6,000 off MSRP or get 0% APR for 75 months. How about a new 2020 Kia Soul with Apple CarPlay? Now for only $16,995. That's $16,995 for a 2020 Kia Soul. And don't forget the hottest SUV around, the 2020 Kia Telluride. Come to Barker Kia during Gary Price and Time because all we have is streets. Get into a new Kia Sportage or rental and take $6,000 off. You pick it. Now, those are some frightful deals at Barker Kia. Barker Kia and Homer, or shop online at BarkerKia.com. Come see me, people. And remember, that's Trampin' Laugh. Wait, did you hear that? Who's there?
Oh, take it from here, James. Document 19 KTO 30. MSRP 25,950. 6,000 dealer discount. Document 19 KTO 109. MSRP 27,400. 2,000 dealer discount. 4,000 Kia guide. 13,341 for 1,500. Document 2013. OOR. MSRP 2230. 1235 dealer discount. 2,000 Kia finance. Excludes TTNL. With approved credit. Must finance with KMIC dealer for details. Offer N1031.
Get ready, Greater New Orleans area. The big one, the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show, is coming for two big days only this weekend at the Pontchartrain Center on Williams Boulevard. Show hours are Saturday 9 until 5, Sunday 10 till 5. Hundreds of dealer tables available, full of guns, knives, ammunition, holsters, gun, books, camouflage, jewelry and related items. Hunters and collectors, this big show's for you. Buy, sell, trade, or just spend the day browsing. Ladies are especially welcome. Admission is just $10 for adults and $2 for children ages 6 to 11. Sorry, no one under the age of 18 admitted without a parent. Got any guns to sell? Be sure they're unloaded and bring them to the show. Thousands of buyers will be there. Instant background checks available for gun purchases. The big one, the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show. Show hours 9 to 5 Saturday, 10 till 5 on Sunday. Come to the Pontchartrain Center on Williams Boulevard to exercise your right to keep and bear arms. While you're there, be sure to register for the $50 restaurant gift card. See you there at the big one. Sure as shooting, don't miss it.
Every favorite has been reborn. The Caddyshack Bar and Grill is now Vinny's Caddyshack. Come check out the newly renovated bar, revamped liquor selection, and be sure to grab one of our specialty cocktails. If you are looking for a great lunch or want to unwind after a long day at the office, then look no further than Vinny's. Join us for the best happy hour in town. And we're open until 5 a.m. every night. Come see the all-new Vinny's at 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie.
Hi, I'm Nichols Head football coach Tim Rebo. Winning a football game starts with a great game plan, and so does fighting pests. Terminix will protect your home and business from termites, roaches, mice, and even mosquitoes. Call the local team, Dan and Billy Foster at Terminix of Houma. They will draw up a winning game plan to tackle your pests. Terminix is a proud supporter of Nichols Athletics.
Go, Colonels!
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Joey just threw the brick out the window to get that taste of autumn. It's absolutely gorgeous outside. We're live at Tracy's, 3rd and Magazine Street. Come on by. Our owner, Truck Gisclair, and Jay Hardgrave, member of the sales team, enjoying a nice po' boy. Looks like Jay got the roast beef over there. Truck's got, what is that, a ham and cheese? What do you got over there? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Can't hear anything because his mouth is full. Joey, as always, every Tuesday, bottom of the first hour, head coach Billy Napier joins us from your Raging Cajun football team at Raging Cajuns FB is the way to follow him over on Twitter. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How about y'all today?
Doing fantastic. Coach, it's always better, obviously, on a Tuesday when you come back with the win. Last week you played on a Thursday, so it's been a few days, but 37-20 must have felt good to come back after that loss, and a tough loss, really, at against Appalachian State at home.
Well, I thought it was great to see our team respond the right way. You know, I think it was a big game, certainly opportunity to go on the road, get a win against a divisional opponent. If you dig into the history, you know, the visiting team hasn't had tremendous success in this Arkansas State-UL rivalry. And our kids went in there with the right approach and certainly wasn't easy at times, but we found a way to win and really excited about where we positioned ourselves for November as we make a run in the West.
Yeah, look, 5-2 overall, 2-1 in conference play. And you mentioned, look, Arkansas State, the last couple of Sunbelt Media Days, they've been one of those teams, man, that you kind of keep an eye on. They've been winning a lot of games and being a tough program. So it kind of says a lot about you guys, how you bounced back from that loss against such a good team like that, right?
Sure. I mean, I thought it was a good team win. Certainly Arkansas State's got tons of talent, very explosive on offense, and they've got a couple key players back on defense. So, you know, that's a quality team and certainly a program that has been built over the last couple of years. And, you know, they were picked to win it last year and certainly have lots of talent this year. So good road win certainly puts us in position relative to the Western Division. And that's where we want to be. You know, I think we're in position to do what we want to do here down the stretch.
Speaking of head coach Billy Napier of the Raging Cajuns over there, of course, over in Lafayette. Coach, when you take a look at the breakdown in that game, almost 500 yards of offense, just 4 yards shy there, 496, 315 coming on the ground. Did you think you were going to have that much success running the football?
Well, I tell you, certainly, you know, with the caliber of offensive line that we have and these three backs we have, I think it's an expectation at this point that we're going to try to rush the ball and rush it effectively. You know, they showed up and played a little bit different concept on defense. I thought our players did an outstanding job of making adjustments. But we got some big play runs. You know, we had a one-hitter for 80, had another couple chunk runs. So anytime you do that, I think that it affects the numbers. And certainly, you know, when you rush it for 315, you're going to be tough to beat. I think you pair that with the way our defense played and the way we covered kicks, covered punts, and got some explosive plays in the return game, you're going to be tough to beat. And that's been the recipe so far this year. We need to continue to improve in a lot of different areas on our team, but was happy the way with our team performed last Thursday night.
You know, Coach, you mentioned the way your defense sort of played, too, and it's a stat that's interesting because it goes, I think, for offense and defense. And you held him 9 of 19 on third down opportunities. So your team was getting off the field. On the other side, y'all were 7 of 12, so you were staying on the field and converting on those opportunities. That's also a good recipe and can kind of lead you to a win.
Yeah, I think it's an area on our team that we've worked really hard on. I don't know that you know, defensively, I think it's an area where we knew after last season we needed to make improvement. I think our players are benefiting from the second year with this defensive staff. Certainly have improved from a knowledge standpoint. I think conceptually we've made some changes. And then fundamentally, we're so much better. You know, I mean, we tackle better, cover better, we're striking blocks better. But getting off the field on third down is a big deal, and certainly we did that the other night. I thought we covered, you know, we matched the patterns well. I thought we affected the quarterback. And we kind of bent but didn't break. You know, we created numerous third down opportunities and got off the field when we needed to. So I think it was a game where in clutch situations, Cajuns played well in all three phases.
Speak with head coach Billy Napier. They were coming off of a 37-20 win over Arkansas State. Coach, obviously having a couple of days after that game, do you use it to practice a little bit more? Do you use it to kind of rest up a bit for this week?
Well, I think there's a fine line in there. I think you got to find the right balance.
Right.
You know, we're going to take a couple of days here. Yesterday, we kind of started our work. We're going to work 3 days on some future opponents. All the things maybe concept-wise are a little bit different than what we're typically used to seeing in practice. And then we're going to, you know, work on ourselves. We're going to have two good-on-good practices Thursday, Friday, really have some specific objectives and goals in certain areas of our team where we need to get better, not only position groups but also each unit. And then we'll turn the page to Texas State. We'll give the guys a couple of days off at the weekend and get back at it on Monday.
Hi, Coach. You mentioned them, and the game, of course, is Saturday at 4 o'clock over there at Cajun Field. What can you tell us about Texas State, your homecoming game?
Well, about a week and a half away here, you know, we're going to have an opportunity to come back home after a big win. Excited about how, you know, our community and certainly our students have gotten more and more involved. You know, we've attracted a little bit bigger crowd each and every week so far, so we're creating some momentum there. I think the people can sense that our administration is working really hard on the game day experience. But I think we also have a momentum as a football team, and there's a certain level of pride that goes with that that people want to come watch and be associated with. So, you know, our focus is on the next opportunity. We haven't really turned the page to Texas State quite yet, but we do know that they're much improved under a new staff. Certainly have had some key wins this year. And I'll know a little bit more about that next week. You know, like I mentioned before, we're working right now on some future opponents and really quality controlling ourselves. But certainly last year had to go out there and play at their place. Very talented on defense. And I know Coach Favital and the new staff are doing a nice job kind of recreating that place and starting from scratch.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Obviously, wouldn't you have this bye and then you kind of focus on which team you're going to get into? You mentioned some future opponents. It's nuts to almost look at the season, and you're essentially at the halfway point there. I mean, you only got six games left, but three of them are at home, and or five games. Yeah, six games left. I can't count. Sorry, five. And then there's three at home. So being being there at Cajun Field's got to be nice and kind of a reward for having so many games on the road.
Sure. You know, I mean, you think about five games to go, really kind of control our own destiny on our side of the division. You know, and they're all November games. Three of them are at home, and certainly finished the year with two back-to-back home games against really good opponents. So we've got a unique schedule here in that we have a 16-day break, and then we'll turn around and play Coastal on national TV, on ESPN, on a five-day turnaround on that Thursday night. So that's a little bit of our balance and work this week is kind of putting some reps and planning into that opponent so that when we do have that quick turnaround, we're prepared and ready to go. So been a little bit of a unique gauntlet here in terms of navigating all these midweek games, but I like how we've executed our plan. We need to continue to do that going forward.
Every Tuesday, 12:30, head coach Billy Napier joins us to talk about his Raging Cajun football team. You can follow him over on Twitter at Raging Cajuns FB. Got a little bit of time to rest up here before that next game. As he mentioned, three of those final five will be over at Cajun Field and can control a little bit of your destiny, coach. It's always a good thing. Appreciate your time in the afternoon, man, always when you join us.
Thank you, guys, man. I appreciate you covering our team. Y'all have a great day.
At Raging Cajuns FB again, the way to follow him over on Twitter. Jordan, the intern.
Yes, Gus can go.
Are we getting some responses here, my friend, as we about to hit the break here? I like what Steve says here, right? So Steve says, Goose, listening to what you were saying about Zion, and I agree. Stephen A. when said about this, his immediate impact, it would come on loose balls and hustle plays, things he creates for himself, and I think this team can survive without. I think this is a load management because he's such an enigma here as well. Look, I think no one is saying, and I don't think Steve's saying this either, and I'm not saying that you're not going to not have an impact when a player like that is not on the court, right?
Correct.
Mean, clearly. That said, when you watch the games, and it was interesting because I'm going back and forth, and we're texting with Daniel and Todd over there in Toronto. They just had shoot-around, literally just had shoot-around, and you showed me a picture of what?
Nikhil Alexander-Walker being surrounded by media
yes.
people.
I mean, Todd's six people away from Nikhil Alexander-Walker, and Todd's the play-by-play voice of the Green Wave. So I think what's interesting is, look, you've seen it on social media. Pels fans are like, all this did was just launch the Rookie of the Year campaign from Nikhil Alexander-Walker. Again, I'm not saying you're not missing out the impact. He's going to impact your basketball team in a, you know, in a positive mindset and manner. But he's not your three-point shooter. He's not your primary ball handler. He's not your secondary primary ball handler. Yes, he can block a shot, and yes, he can dominate and play at the rim and in the paint. One of the reasons you got Derek Favors, though, right? We've yet to really even see how Jackson Hayes can be effective in this as well. Look, we're seeing Brandon Ingram be a player that can maybe provide some scoring. Lonzo Ball is going to be a guy that's going to be distributing the basketball. We saw Kenrick Williams get that opportunity Friday against the Knicks and kind of take off a little bit with it here as well. J.J. Redick's your three-point guy. I honestly think this team has a better chance to survive and compete than in the past when this team was just built really around AD and hope that Drew could contribute. Does that make sense? Am I out of my mind on this?
No, I mean, you definitely have more depth on this. I mean, it's basically been the talking point this whole week,
right?
How deep this team is, even without Zion. So given that, from what you build on from last year, I think the Pelicans have a really good job on settling the blow of the loss of Zion.
Yeah, there you go. It's Gus Cattingale, Jordan Kleber. We're out here live at Tracy's, 3rd and Magazine Street, our new home here on Tuesday. Stop on by. The fellows to our left already had a little lunch, and it's just an absolutely gorgeous day in October. Come hang out with us. Got a couple of spare headsets if you want to come in and give your takes. The NBA season starts tonight. Toronto getting their rings over on TNT. They face your New Orleans Pelicans. Give me realistic expectations. What do you want to see from this team? What do you expect from this team this year? When we come back, we'll play some sound from some of the guys on the court as well. Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram. We'll do that next. It's the Sports Hangover. Hour one is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King. 504-909-KING. It's the Sports Hangover on your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
Convenient, affordable. Lady of the Sea Family Medical Clinic in Cutoff, located directly in front of the hospital off of Highway 1 in Galliano, sees patients from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. weekdays and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on weekends. Same day appointments are available on weekdays with no appointment necessary beginning at 5 p.m. and anytime on weekends. The added convenience of a pharmacy at the same location makes it the best choice for patients in South Lafourche. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
If you're a small business owner, there's no better place to find the impact hire to help your business than LinkedIn. LinkedIn Jobs takes the time to learn more about who you're looking for and then recommends qualified candidates from their community of engaged and career-minded people, candidates who you likely won't be able to reach anywhere else. The truth is, over 70% of the U.S. workforce is on LinkedIn, and posting your job on LinkedIn gives you the best chance of finding and starting a conversation with your next star recruit. It's no surprise a new hire is made every 8 seconds using LinkedIn. So build your winning team by posting a job on LinkedIn and visit linkedin.com/sports to get $50 off your first job post. That's linkedin.com/sports for $50 off your first job post. linkedin.com/sports. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm officially a Vivid Seats Hall of Famer.
A what?
Vivid Seats launched a new app with Vivid Seats Rewards.
and I earn credit on every purchase I make through the new Vivid Seats app. The more live events you attend, the more you earn.
Was it hard to join?
Nope. All I had to do was download the Vivid Seats app and use it to buy my tickets. The more you spend through the app, the more credits you earn.
Don't just get any seat. Get a Vivid Seat. Vivid Seats.
The Home Depot delivers on your terms. Just say when, where, and how. Get free delivery on over a million items. No membership required. Need it fast? Order in-stock items online and pick them up in as little as 2 hours. Or tell us when you'll be home and we'll bring your order to your front door today. This is how doers get more done. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Visit homedepot.com for details.
If you want results for your advertising dollar, call me, Terry the Tiger Harris, account executive for ESPN Radio 100.3 FM. If you want your business to be top of mind, then invest your advertising dollar on ESPN 100.3 FM. ESPN Radio 100.3 FM covers from Morgan City all the way to New Orleans. Help your bottom line and make your cash register ring. Call me, Terry Harris, ESPN Radio 100.3 FM, 95-859-4744.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
The man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Oh, I think, you know, obviously as a coach, you would need more time. You know, when you think about training camp started and you play five games and then everything's for real, obviously, you never have enough time to put everything that you're doing. But I think the guys are ready, you know, to just play for real. And I think they're looking forward to it.
That's head coach Alvin Gentry back on Sunday in the team's final practice before they made their way up to Toronto. Shoot around just got wrapped up. We're going to get that here for you in a matter of minutes here as well. Daniel Salison might chime in here as well. There's the phone ringing. So we'll talk to him briefly about what took place today, because it is interesting, right? Nikhil Alexander-Walker, I don't think that's... That secret's about to get let out the bag now that this game is about to be nationally televised. The regular season is going to be going on. Because, again, I kind of made fun and had a little fun about how the last time we got to see them here at home, you know, the highlight package rolled and never saw from no in that game.
Well, ever since the game was played on TNT for that last preseason,
right.
I think the league has been kind of put on notice. But tonight, I mean, it's definitely his time to shine.
Daniel Salerson is going to be providing a little commentary with the Graph tonight on the broadcast. And, of course, he has Pelicans warm-up coming up at 6:30. And he'll join me during Pelicans walkthrough here as well. Daniel, how's Toronto, man? It's beautiful here on 3rd and Magazine Street, just letting you know.
Well, it's cold and rainy here in Toronto, so thanks for rubbing it in my face. I appreciate it.
Jordan, you even see a cloud? I don't see a cloud. I mean, it's been
a couple days since
it's just gorgeous up here. But look, man, you get to at least witness something that I would say is unique. But for some reason, the history of this team, they've been a part of opening nights and ring ceremonies. I want to say the Warriors and now the Raptors here, right? That they've been on the court to witness a ring ceremony.
Yeah, Alvin Gentry got his ring on opening night a few years ago whenever he became the head coach of the Pelicans. I was not a part of that one. This will be my first one tonight. But, yeah, it seems like the common thing for the Pelicans. But the good news is I know everyone was anticipating Zion being there, but the fact that the Pelicans were one of the teams selected to play the first game of the regular season, no matter who's on the floor, it's definitely an honor, and it should be a really cool atmosphere there tonight.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Look, we've been talking about, obviously, in hour number one, that'll be part of your broadcast. Look, it stinks. You don't got them 6 to 8 weeks. That's what the team says. Nothing you can do about it. That said, I think this team has a lot of talent. You've been around them the last several weeks. One in particular, I think, that's provided excitement for fans is Nikhil Alexander-Walker. Jordan, show me the picture from shoot-around. Dude, he's surrounded by media today.
Oh, it was a huge media outpouring for him. Of course, the fact that he gets to play in front of his hometown crowd in his first career game against the defending champs on ring night. I mean, he said it was a dream come true, and he certainly does not look like a rookie. He doesn't talk like a rookie off the court. He's just a guy that seems like he's been in this league for quite some time now, a true professional. He seems like he's not afraid of anything, whether it's on the court, going to the rim. He feels like he belongs here. That's what he said this morning. He goes, I think I belong here in a humble way is what he was saying. And so when he takes that mindset and brings it on the court, I think he could have a very good night and a very good season for the Pelicans.
We just played the soundbite coming out of the break with Coach Gentry, Daniel, saying, look, I wish I had some more time to come up with how to get this team ready and some of the lineups. Look, it is what it is. You're going to find different ways to go about it. But I think even with Zion, I think Coach Gentry was still going to use the beginning part of this season, right, Daniel, to kind of find what sort of works. Because of depth, and I think because the fact you have a lot of ways that you can use players on the court.
Yeah, you have six guards that you have to figure out how to find minutes for. And now that you have Brandon Ingram moved to the four to start tonight, you're going to have to, Alvin's going to have to get a little creative with that. I mean, David Griffin said it this morning that, I mean, Brandon Ingram can play the four, but he also can play backup point guard if he needed to. That's how versatile some of these guys is. And the good news is about having all this depth is you don't have to rely on some of these reserves to play long stretches of minutes, because then analytics have shown that those last 3 or 4 minutes of those stretches, you get a little fatigued and you're not as effective. So Alvin can, you know, kind of like hockey lineups, just kind of put people in and out every 3 or 4 minutes, which should have an advantage for the Pelicans. I think what Alvin has to get creative with tonight is rebounding against a team that has Marc Gasol, Pascal Siakam, and Serge Ibaka. When you're playing Ingram at the four, you lose a little bit of the rebounding that Zion was able to give you. So that's where the guards like Alonzo and Drew are going to have to come in and grab some rebounds. So I guess the good news is from all this is that Alvin will be able to tinker with some of this stuff tonight. The bad news is you're missing your number one pick.
You know, it's interesting because that's where I was going to go. What are some of the keys and things to keep an eye on when we watch the game? And, of course, as I already mentioned, Daniel, pull us up on the Pelicans app. They can listen to the call with you and Graf in it. Pause it for a second and sync it up so you can watch it on TNT, but listen to the call. What are some of the things to keep in mind as the game is going on that we should be paying attention to?
Yeah, the rebounding is the big thing that I just brought up. And I would think also the pace. I mean, the Pelicans want to be the fastest team. Last year they were number two. The Raptors don't run. They run a pretty fast pace, but not as high. And that's where you're going to be able to kind of attack them. But the bigs down low, I mean, again, Marc Gasol spaces the floor. Serge Ibaka is capable of shooting threes. Pascal, more of a corner three shooter, but loves to drive in the paint. So I think the help defense tonight with some of the bigs is going to be really crucial in defensive communication. That's what Jeff Fizdelic has been preaching all offseason, is the communication on defense and switching and things like that. If they can correct some of those mistakes that happened in preseason, I mean, I think they have a decent shot of winning this ballgame. I mean, there's an advantage to the team that comes in on ring night against the team that's getting the ring just because of all the distractions that happen, your emotions that go through it. I mean, there's a number I don't have in front of me about how, like, 70% of these teams on ring night actually lose the ballgame just because of so much stuff going on. Right. So it'll be an interesting game for sure.
Daniel, I'll add this X factor here in a final 35 seconds here or so. I think also just the motto, won't bow down. Everyone in the world says the season's done, no playoffs now with no Zion, and I think this team just sort of like, can you just tip the ball off so we can show you? Don't you get that sense of feel? You traveled with them, you're with them. Do you get that sense and feel they're looking to prove it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, everyone's throwing around the word depth. That's been the word I've heard all preseason long, so now tonight and this week is going to show what kind of depth we actually have. When you have one of your stars out, the problem in the past has been that we haven't had any depth to kind of act on it, and now you do. And so, look, if you look at last year with Houston Rockets and Utah Jazz, they started off terribly during the regular season, and both of them got home court in the first round of the playoffs. So I'm not saying, you know, a 2-18 start is going to be something to do, but if you hang around 500 and wait to get Zion back, especially in this tough Western Conference, I think the Pelicans have a shot. And if you think about the schedule, it's very tough for New Orleans. 15 of the first 20 games are against playoff teams from last year, and that's not including the Lakers, who are projected to be one this year. So if you can weather the storm here until Zion gets back, I think they're going to be okay, and tonight's going to be a true test for them.
Daniel Salerson, as always, man, appreciate it. Looking forward to chat with you during Pelicans walkthrough, Pelicans warm-up as well, before the 7 o'clock tip-off right here on ESPN New Orleans, your home for Pelicans basketball. If you want to go give him a follow on Twitter, and you should, at D Salerson's the way to do so. Talk to you soon, man. Go take a nap. Rest up. I'll see you in a little bit.
I'm going to send you the bill for this international call. I appreciate it.
That is true. That is true. Hey, guess who's just joined us here?
What's up, Uptown Ruler?
The man, the myth, the
okay.
legend.
Okay.
There he is. Fun. He came for the roast beefs. Hour two is coming up next. Don't go anywhere. We're live at Tracy's 3rd and Magazine Street. Come on by. Hour one was brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King. 504-909-KING. We're your home for Pelicans basketball. ESPN New Orleans.